7:07, we are calling the open session to order. Let's start off with the Pledge of Allegiance by Vice President Cal Crowther.
Can you join me? Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next up, we'd like Pastor Joel Booker from the Inland Valley Lighthouse in Bloomington, California. Can you please step to the podium?
Thank you, President, Vice President, Directors. If we could bow our head and let's pray. Lord God, we come before you tonight and to ask your wisdom and your direction in the matters before this board. We recognize that you're the source of all wisdom. And you said in your word that if any lack wisdom, let us ask of you, and you would give it to us liberally. We thank you for these officials, for the president, the vice president, the directors, and all the employees of this company. We ask and pray that your blessings and favor would be upon us tonight as they develop the policies that govern this district. I also pray for all of the employees of West Valley Water, from the general manager, everybody involved in every department. And God, we ask that you would continue to be with us to bless this. You said in your word that if we would ask, we would receive, that if we would seek, that we would find, that if we would knock, doors would be open. And tonight we ask and seek and knock for your favor and blessings. We thank you for all this, and we pray in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Next up, the roll call of members.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor.
Here.
Director Greg Young.
Here.
Director Dr. Clifford Young.
Here.
Vice President Kyle Crowther.
Here.
And President Channing Hawkins.
Here. Just briefly, I wanted to give a brief update on a few things. I wanted to thank everyone for being here this evening. I did want to go over a few things in regard to what we've been doing. I've been a member of this board for approximately 60 days now, and I want to just give us a moment to reflect on some of the actions that have been taken. First up, in the time that we've been here, we've placed restrictions on the general manager and prohibiting any further contracts without the approval of the board president. We've reviewed and scrutinized all consultant and professional services contracts in three separate meetings for special meetings. We've spent nearly 10 hours of time reviewing those consulting contracts, asking really hard questions about the scope, the nature, the qualifications. Staff put together several presentations regarding those contracts. We have also, as a board, we've approved a path towards earning our transparency certificate of excellence. We've also started live streaming our meeting for customers and community stakeholders of the district on our YouTube channel and on Facebook. We also provide updates for our both in writing and on Facebook for our interested parties for the agendas beforehand to ensure that we not only comply with the Brown Act, but the spirit of the Brown Act. We've approved a hiring freeze on all hires, transfers, and promotions. Currently, we are conducting a full review of the human resources policies and practices, including recruitment, hiring, transfer, and promotions in the complaint process. Finally, we've published a master calendar for scheduled meetings of the board of directors and their committees. These are some of the initial reforms that we've taken. Tonight, at the front end of the agenda, you will also see several presentations regarding some of the reforms and changes that are taking place, what we're doing internally with staff, what we're doing externally with the Special District Leadership Foundation, and what we're doing in order to turn the corner and chart a new path with West Valley Water District. But I just wanted to take some time so we can go over where we've been and where we're going. And so thank you. The next item of business up is to adopt the agenda. However, I have a few things on the agenda that I wanted to move. Greg, you had a question?
Nope.
Oh, okay. There are a few items that I wanted to move to the consent calendar. Item number 11, approved change order number 1 for the construction of Bloomington Area Waterline Replacement Phase 3A project for Elko Contractors, Inc. No problems with that. We're going to move that to the consent calendar. Number 12, approved change order number 1 for the construction inspection services of the Bloomington Area Waterline Replacement Phase 3A project for Engineering Resources of Southern California, Inc. No problem with that. Move the consent. And then number 13, consider a plan for service for I-15 Logistics Center annexation. No problems with that. If we can move those three items to the consent calendar.
I'll make the motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
I'll second it.
Okay. Secretary Escalera.
Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Dr. Greg Young?
Yes.
Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. Okay, next up is the next up is the public participation. Secretary Escalera, if you can read the statement.
Any person wishing to speak to the Board of Directors on matters listed or not listed on the agenda within its jurisdiction is asked to complete a speaker card and submit it to the district clerk. Each speaker is limited to 3 minutes. Under the State of California Brown Act, the Board of Directors is prohibited from discussing or taking action on any item not listed on the posted agenda. Comments related to notice public hearings and business matters will be heard during the occurrence of the item. Public communication is the time for anyone to address the board on any item or anything under the jurisdiction of the district. No person will be allowed to make comments at any other time in the meeting except if there is a public hearing. Also, please remember that no disruptions from the crowd will be tolerated. If someone disrupts the meeting, they will be removed.
Okay, thank you, Secretary Escalera. With that being said, first up, we have Mr. Al Volger, item not on the agenda.
Good evening, Board. I'm Al Vogler. There are still several things that aren't happening with the district. This is a copy of your current public agenda. I've asked for months that the directors' names be placed on this agenda. They're still not on there. I've asked that the district telephone number be placed on the agenda for the convenience of the public. It's still not on there. During my last meeting, I reminded you folks that you weren't letting the public talk during agendized items. And I was told in that meeting that now you are. However, on your agenda right here, and it just showed on the screen, it says no person will be allowed to make comments at any other time in the meeting except if there is a public hearing. That means I cannot comment during agendized items. Therefore, I don't have an open dialogue with you because you do not comment back to me during public comments. Let me move on. I've asked this board for months, at least since September, to place an item on the agenda to discuss the position of Mr. Brosowski. You've not only done that, nobody, director, staff, nobody has ever contacted me about the issue. Mr. Brosowski, when he was hired, was not qualified. That was determined by your own staff. I still want that item on the agenda so that it can be discussed. I've been looking at some campaign donations. Mr. Crowther, I noticed that you've donated money to Mr. Armendariz. He has over $200,000 in his account now, and you have joined a very famous group. Over 60% of the people donating that money have been donating money since 2000. They donated money to Bill Postmus, who went to prison. They donated money to Mr. Metzelfelt, who left the state. It's very clear what they're doing. They represent all the developers and builders for high-density development. I can only guess how many units per acre you folks will allow. I'm presuming that you go along with what Mr. Armendariz wants if he gets into office. I'm just about done here. Let me repeat the one request that I had, and that's to discuss the position of Mr. Brosowski. I'm asking you again to place the item on the agenda. Don't move on in time and reinforce the reputation that you already have of being unresponsive. You are not transparent. You haven't been, and yet transparency is your motto. Thank you.
Secretary Escalera, please note Mr. Vogler's concerns, and we'll please note his concerns.
Yes, they have been noted.
Okay. And Ms. Secretary Escalera, in regard to the public being able to make comment on various agenda items, is the public allowed to make comment on items on the agenda?
That has recently been changed. The public can request to speak on items on the agenda as they come up.
Okay. So I'm not, I just want to clarify for the public or anyone willing to speak, you can not only speak at the opening session, general public communication, you are also able to fill out one of these cards and to speak on any particular item on the agenda as well. Everybody understand that? Okay, all right. With that being said, please note those issues that he brought. And yes, so moving on to the next person.
President Hawkins, can we update the verbiage on our agenda and for posting here as well?
Yes. Yes. Next up is Mr. Don Griggs, West Valley Ratepayers Association.
Board, thank you very much, Mr. President. I want to begin my remarks tonight from a meeting we had with the new leadership, Dr. Taylor, Dr. Crowther, Mr. Tafoya, and Mr. Mansell, on November 1st, 2018, here at West Valley. We talked about the previous board leadership's lack of transparency, abuse of power, bad treatment of people who speak before the board, director's expense, hiring of political friends, high legal costs to ratepayers, unstable top management, and the need for a state audit. We came away feeling good from the discussion, and I must say, we have seen a great improvement in every area we discussed. And with Mr. Hawkins, he has taken it to another level with the meetings being on Facebook. Thank you for that. However, the topic I want to express my concern with tonight is the legal cost from board members, lawsuits, and angry employees that are encouraged to file lawsuits by a board member. Mr. Brown did research from January 1st, 2017 through June 30th, 2018 under Dr. Clifford Young and Mr. Greg Young's leadership and tallied up legal cost of $734,236 from law firms. It was under their administration that the $5 million employee litigation insurance policy was canceled. I also want to point out to you that Mr. Mansell did not start his employment with the district until July 2018. Since June 2018, we have suits filed by employees closely associated to Dr. Young, who has filed lawsuits against the district. I am suggesting that you reject any district liability associated with those suits on behalf of the ratepayers. Have them take you to court if necessary, because he's banking on a settlement. You must get control of these legal costs. Thank you.
Okay, next up is Mr. Hardy Brown, the Voice News and Paper.
And I'll speak in Mr. Brown's behalf.
Okay.
Hardy Brown, publisher, emeritus of Black Voice News. A friend stopped by and asked me how I was doing after the stroke. I responded, "What stroke?" He said, "I read in the Sun newspaper that you had a stroke." I would like to correct something for the public that was printed in the Sun on December 20th, 2019 by reporter Joe Nelson, and I will quote the line. Quote, Griggs first spoke on behalf of Brown, whose speech became impaired following a stroke years ago, unquote. I have never had a stroke, and that is not the reason for my slurred speech. Anyone who knows me or have read several articles in the Sun over the past two decades would know my illness. I want to thank Dr. Taylor and Mr. Channing for respecting people with disabilities by showing patience when we address you from the podium. Thank you again.
Okay, thank you for that, Mr. Brown. Next up, public participation. We have presentations. Earth Day event planning update.
Are you closing public participation?
Yes, we are closing. Oh, I'm sorry. We have closed public participation, and now we are moving to presentations, Earth Day planning event update.
Well, I'll start with this presentation. This is an Earth Day summary and upcoming presentations. You guys might all notice there's something a little bit different in front of you at the dais right now. There is a plant. It's currently a milkweed plant. It is a native drought-tolerant plant. And as we lead into seed planting season, we're going to go through and talk about conservation as a whole. And Earth Day basically sums up conservation. So I didn't want to just leave a bunch of potted plants with just a seed in there. So the challenge to the board before we get into this is each one of you guys, we're challenging you to take this to your home, plant it, take pictures with a measuring ruler, and let's see who really is into conservation. So there's no rule beyond that. You just take it home and plant it, and we want to see how you guys come back with it. And staff also has some, and we'll do a little bit of a comparison. And there will be a reward for the winner. So the overview is West Valley did a successful 2019 Earth Day thanks to our public affairs staff, including Nassim and the other various staff members out there, with the help of customer service. The event was a great success. We heard great things from many people in the community, so we would like to repeat that same event. So this is just a brief. This isn't a diving into the weeds situation. This is a four-slide PowerPoint. But the next part, you'll see a little bit about what happened last year, 700 attendees, the marketing and how the marketing was done, and you'll see the water treatment facility tours, FBR, FXB, and the Romer facility. And going forward, we plan to even expand beyond that now to bringing in the schools. So we have a whole plan to bring in Rialto schools, and we're working on that early, which I think will be great because we'll reach all nearby schools, and they'll be able to go through and have more of an educational component, but also tying more into this year conservation. Because we're trying to limit water use, but how do you limit water use and how do you get people engaged? And so the first step is like the plants you see in front of you, those are actually milkweed plants. So as those continue to grow, those are going to attract monarch butterflies. And monarch butterflies will eat the leaves, they'll breed on them, they'll leave little eggs on them, and that'll fertilize all the other drought-tolerant plants. So that's the first step. The second step is to see the survey results from last year and what attendees said, and we still have the survey cards, but this is a very brief breakdown of it. And you guys have the numbers in front of you, but you can see the numbers turned out very well, very satisfied, 94%, somewhat satisfied, 4. Neither satisfied nor dissatisfied are 2%, so we're still trying to find those people. So if you know any of them, let me know. The next slide really is Earth Day 2020, and this is where you're going to get a future update. And we're currently planning it at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on a Saturday. We're already coordinating with schools to get busloads of kids here and go through the conservation process and getting kids excited. Now, sometimes we might have to take different steps to get kids excited into vegetables. So luckily in the April period, that is when pumpkin seed planting is something that's big. So pumpkins do take a lot of water, But just to get kids that are interested, we do want to have a pumpkin seed station. So, I mean, what kid wouldn't want to grow their own pumpkin? So we're excited to bring that forward. And we're already working. We've already had our first breakout meeting of that. And from there, we're going how we're going to do notifications, email blast, monthly bill notice, phone call notifications. And again, we're going to have multiple meetings and you guys will be involved. But we just wanted to let you know that this is on the radar. But beyond this being on the radar, we want to work with the Master Gardeners with the University of California and the Rialto Gardening Association to not only make Earth Day just a one-time event that we do, but make it a full-time cycle of bringing different plants forward in our district. With that, if the board has any questions.
I do. I'm a Rialto resident. And however, if there's opportunity to reach out to Fontana, Colton, and Bloomington area schools as well, so they can be included in the mix. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, I think it's a good, I personally attended last year. Mm-hmm. That was a great opportunity for me to learn more about this agency and what it does. I had a great time with my two kids there. Mm-hmm. And so I know they're excited about it. And so we look forward to learning more about what new we have to offer this year. And so thank you for your presentation. Any other comments or questions by the board?
Just maybe a request. Last year, I was a little skeptical at first, but I had a lot of glowing praise for our public affairs team and all the employees. I talked to a lot of people who really enjoyed the getting to go to all the different booths and learn more about all the different aspects of the district, because so many people outside of us here in the Fishbowl don't understand how much goes into water production. So I personally love that, and so do a lot of people. But one of the questions which I had immediately after is, can we get a summary of what we spent last year? Mm-hmm. And have a conversation about what is the most cost-effective way to put on a good show without also maybe going overboard, because mm-hmm. because I've never seen any numbers on that. I mean, it says we have 700 attendees. How much did we spend per attendee? I mean, do we even know that? I mean, I think that if we're going to make this a thing every year, we need to budget accordingly and mm-hmm. have a game plan. Okay, we're going to spend X amount per attendee and build that as a starting point for all our budgeting, because you know we can have a great show, mm-hmm. but we don't have to break the bank either.
No, and that was duly noted from the last time you had said that.
But I never received that, so yeah. I was just wondering if maybe okay. at a future meeting we okay. can get that.
As part of your present update and presentation, of course, mm-hmm. I assume you're going to put together a budget for yeah. this year and talk about, you know, what worked last year, what didn't work, and make improvements. And so thank you for that comment, Greg. If there aren't any other comments, if we could move on to the Special District Leadership Foundation, our commitment to excellence. All staff, please say your name, what department you work in when you're coming to the dais.
Hello, good evening. My name is Cynthia Burtz. I am a public affairs analyst. Thank you, sir. And thank you very much for the opportunity to be a part of this, to the board, to the president. This has been a great opportunity. It's been fun to actually do this project. I've learned a lot, and I'm super excited to say that we've got a lot going on. Since our, you said this one. Oh, perfect. Since the last meeting that we had, here's our status update to our commitment to transparency and accountability. We were offered the opportunity to move forward in our first step during the January 16th meeting. And what that entailed was us gathering all the documentation that was needed. For instance, the Brown Act compliance, our Public Records Act, the conflict of interest policy, code of ethics policy, public budget hearing information, ultimately just to make sure that we are in compliance with what the state of California is asking for. And they wanted also to have some examples of that. So having our board meeting and agenda that we have online, being able to take a picture of our Facebook Live recording was something really exciting that we got to participate in and put into that packet as well. And we do have an update that all the required documentation has been collected. It's gathered, it's ready to go. There's one item that we are pending, and that is the board member training certifications. So that's something that we'll be reaching out to each of our board members for, so that we can get ready to send that out. And as soon as those are all collected, we can provide that information to the California Special District, and it'll be 2 weeks for that application approval to come through. And that will take us to District of Distinction. Step two is for our board members to join us April the 19th through the 22nd, which is a conference that we would have all of our board members go in to learn about and get the certifications for a governance foundation, setting direction in the community leadership, board, human resources, and finance accountability. This is something that the board members will go in, get those certifications on, pass those tests, and that would take us to the silver level as a District of Distinction. I did go ahead and research briefly. In San Bernardino County, there are only four districts that are at this level. There's only five districts total that have that District of Distinction. So this is something that I'm really excited about, us soon being on that list, and by December 2020 being at the platinum level. So with that being said, I know that there was a note last time that we spoke about this in the first meeting, and we wanted to make sure that we didn't have to actually go to a conference. Was there other ways for us to attend these courses? And yes, absolutely, there are other ways. The Special District Leadership Foundation does have courses online, workshops, and courses that you can go to classes to actually accomplish all four of those mandatory topics. So you don't have to go to that April 19th through the 22nd meeting. You can absolutely take those classes, be a part of it, and still help us get to the District of Distinction by getting and earning those certifications. Once that's done, step three, our gold status level is when our distinguished general manager will go in for the administrative testing. He has already applied for this and is on track with the study program for this certification. And once he has passed this test and all of our board members have completed all of the training, so when he passes the test, that'll take us to gold level. Once all the board members also complete the training, we hit platinum. And that's why we can actually do this by 2020 of December. That gives a little bit of wiggle room for some of those trainings that are coming out throughout the year. But we're excited to say that, yes, it can be accomplished. Yes, we have everything that we need to move forward. We're on track to be that District of Distinction and show 100% that we are committed to transparency. And I do want to thank the board for giving me the opportunity to be a part of this program. Any questions?
Yes, I have one question. Thank you for your work on this so far. I know we have a few things that we still have to do. For the April 19th through 22nd, where and when is that?
It is in San Diego. Let me see, do I have that up there? It is in San Diego, the April 19th through the 22nd. I do have the documentation, so I can provide that later on for you. They did not have it on the website because they're working on their website, so it was hard for me to print that up for you. But they did say that they would email that to me, and I'll be able to email that to each of the board members so that they can submit that application. It's approximately $400 per person.
Okay.
It is a 4-day training.
Let me, there's an additional one in October?
There is an additional one that takes place in October in Lake Tahoe.
Okay. Have Secretary Escalera, can you... in regard to nailing down those dates, either April, October, can you work with the board members to try to, or September? Okay. Can you try to nail down the board members the dates and when they're going to attend and how they're going to do it, whether they're going to go in April or the one later in the year or do it online? But I do want you to try to get these cats herded.
I'll work with Cynthia, Jeremiah together those dates, okay. And what we could do is just send that out to
now
the director so they can see when these things are offered, and then we could get y'all scheduled.
Get it all scheduled. The other question was, I know there's some stuff we have to do with our website and then public engagement.
For the most part, that has been taken care of with us putting out the Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
The public notifications are on our website. We have majority of the documentation on our website. It's just being able to make it easier to find.
Make it easier to find. And you all are dealing, putting the other thing I had a question about was the budget hearings. There, I remember seeing something about having to have budget hearings or. No. But in the districts, do you have information on that?
Yeah. So we actually would qualify because we have a budget committee. And as long as we did the hearing process through the budget committee and then the budget went through the full board, that would actually meet the requirement.
Oh, okay. All right.
And just one more thing. For some of the basic trainings, Mr. Tafoya, our legal counsel, is also trained in some of the things that we may be lacking that may be quick updates for board members. So he could actually come in and do 2 to 4 hour training on two or three of the things we're missing for board members.
Okay. So not at this meeting, but at another time, just make sure you communicate what that is with Mr. Tafoya. I don't have any other questions. Any other questions?
I did want to add that I discussed it with the CFO, and you have a monthly meeting on the 16th, I believe was the last one, where those financial documents that are provided does satisfy that requirement.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. So we can get certified. Next up is the, thank you for your presentation. Next up, managers, 30 days reform action plan. I think this is supposed to be 30-day action reform action plan, but we're working on it. We're working on it. We're not presenting today? Oh, okay. Now, I thought we were going to just give the rubric that everyone's being asked to fill out complete now.
It was discussed yesterday that we were not going to present today.
Okay. No, we're not presenting anything today, but I'm just going to give a general update as far as what's happening. What's happening now is that our managers here in West Valley Water District are reviewing and giving they are reviewing their scope of work, the needs that they have, that they need from the board, what they need in regard to staffing, budgeting, what we need in regard to strategic planning and additional resources in their particular, under their purview. And this document and this planning process is to help us so we can build some foundations to be able to have a strategic plan. And so we're not ready to talk about it in its entirety. The idea is just being kind of thought about, but we hopefully at the next meeting will have more opportunity to learn more about what they're kind of doing and the data they're collecting at the next meeting. That's it. All right, unless there is any other questions. Obviously, we're not ready to present anything. So, number four, introduction of the interim human resource and risk manager.
Yes, my name is Martin Pignon. I'm the new HR risk manager for the district. I've been here a whole 14 days. So I'm happy to be here, and we're starting to make some changes to improve our processes as it relates to personnel matters. I'm working with the management committee, made up of President Hawkins and Mr. Crother, Director Crother. So we are making progress, and shortly we're gonna have our policies reviewed, personnel policies, and updated, and working on the numerous grievances that we have. I'm taking one at a time and responding to them and resolving them as best as I can. But we are moving forward and taking steps to get HR back in line.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Pignon. I know you have a lot of work ahead of you, as I think the staff got to know, and I don't know if the public had an opportunity to finally put a face with a name. We hired Mr. Pignon on an interim basis. He has 6 months, he's hired on an interim temporary basis to be here. He has the ability to engage in wide-ranging activities regarding human resources. He comes to us. He is qualified. I think we went through his resume the last time. He's a graduate here at Cal State San Bernardino, also of California Southern School of Law. He has held the position of general manager in several public agencies. He is engaged. He has been the chief negotiator for other public agencies, including the Inland Empire Utilities Commission, where he's negotiated labor contracts and so forth. And so he can be able to assist us in during this interim period. I also wanted to just let everyone know, I have given a directive between the as the board president, and I'm allowed to do that. We have not on an interim basis regarding what we're doing with the some of the HR practices that may have fallen under the general manager. On an interim basis, until we get new policies that are promulgated and the ability of the board to vote on, I just wanted people to know I've given the following direction regarding that, in regard to recruitment, ensuring that HR will manage internal transfers, promotions, salaries, HR will manage. In regard to performance evaluations, HR will manage the routing of mail, the GM will manage. That's the short and sweet. I've given this as a to my in as far as the direction that these individuals have been given. So I just wanted to announce that and where we are as far as an organization and who's managing what. Myself and Director Crowther are, as the executive committee, are responsible for support and giving direction, as well as advisement and support with the GM as well for some of the day-to-day matters. So that's what's taking place in that regard. Next up is the consent calendar. Secretary Escalera, can you read the notification for the consent calendar and what's on the consent calendar?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. President, I move the consent calendar.
Okay. All right. All right.
Mr. President, I'll second that.
All right. I'm with it as amended, right? As amended. Yes, okay. All right. All right. There we go. All right. Now.
Second,
Dr. Taylor.
I seconded it.
All right. They agree. All right. So we got vote. Call for the vote.
Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Dr. Greg Young?
Yes.
Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. Okay. All right. So moving on to business matters, consideration of item number 8, CIP budget and contract amendments to implement a computerized maintenance management system, CMMS, utilizing Maximo software.
I'll make the motion to move it forward.
What was it?
Okay. We don't, it says consideration of CIP. I think this should be consideration to adopt.
Who's speaking to it?
Who's speaking to it?
I will.
Nobody.
I will speak to it.
I think we've spoken about it a few times.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
So basically, the board at a retreat and then in subsequent meetings approved us moving forward with an asset management program, but the contract for the consultant is only a year long, and so that contract has expired. So this is a renewal of that contract for the consultant.
Oh, okay. Renewal of the consultant. Any discussion regarding this item?
No, this should be dead. I did have some questions, but let's kill it and get it over with. That's my question.
So is this asking for the renewal of the consulting contract or?
Right, with the funding that goes along with it. The contract expired on December 5th of 2019. And we've been trying to get this approved since October, November.
Did the board ever approve the contract?
The board did approve the contract in the past, yes.
When did the board approve this contract?
I don't have the date, but the board did approve this contract.
You're saying that the board approved something and yes. You don't have a date?
I'm saying the board approved something, I will get you the date.
I had asked a question at the last meeting as far as how many purchase orders have been already issued for this item, and I was expecting an answer. Do we have an answer on that? Yes, Diane, do you?
Yeah.
I think she's coming, Clarence.
Okay.
I submitted a staff report to mm-hmm. the general manager, and I said I am submitting this information per the request of board member Director Young, summarizing the purchase order for the asset management project on January 14th.
Was that in our packet or?
No, I submitted it to the general manager.
No, what you're talking about is in the board package, that information you're talking about, there's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
You asked a clerk a question.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 5 POs.
Hold on 1 second, board. Can we allow the general manager to speak and finish his statements before we move on to anything else?
Right.
Thanks.
Yeah. So there are 5 POs.
5 POs.
One is for the initial $25,000 contract,
mm-hmm.
and then of which $23,785 are spent. Then there's a contract for Maximo Software Training, and that was $24,000. Then there's a $275,000 contract that went before the board, in June of 2019. No, I'm sorry.
How much have we spent thus far with so those far, 5 purchase orders?
So far it looks like $267,000.
And in this item, you're asking for another $260,000.
That's correct.
And then the item after this is for another $130,000, roughly,
that would be
in change,
that,
rounded
yes,
up.
Yes, that would be correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Director Crowther has a question.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I think when you had a presentation the previous board meeting, I thought we had talked about how we had made a comparison to vehicles and luxury vehicles. When talking about this, I was under the impression, I don't know if I missed or not, it's under the impression that we had discussed potentially discussing other options that could do the same. Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that. We can do that. There's no doubt the board can do as it pleases, but it is going to cost money to do the change.
Well, I do want to clarify, I actually do remember what Vice President Crowther was talking about, that we asked for other systems for an analysis and potential costs mm-hmm. of those other systems in order to do a comparison before we move forward on this.
No problem,
item.
We can do that.
Okay, all right, because I do remember us asking for that. So before we can move forward on this, we need to know
okay.
where we sit with the other options that may have not been made at that time.
And I would be supportive of that.
Okay.
That's fine. I would support that too.
Okay. Do we have to vote on? No, I don't think we have to vote on that.
Well, what I think I'll, if I may, make a substitute motion mm-hmm. that we instruct the general manager to do the analysis that Director Crowther just described and bring that back to a future board meeting so that we can compare Maximo with other comparable ones, since we never did that to mm-hmm. begin with. And certainly I have come to learn a lot of questions, so I would appreciate that.
Clarence, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but just off the top of your head, do you know how many other software people are out there, if you know?
Easily 5 or 6.
Okay, that's all I want to know. And out of those, who's rated usually the best?
Maximo.
Okay, thanks.
So of that 5 or 6, you chose one of your friends to do this
well,
project?
Well, Dr. Young, not we have a substitute motion on the floor. regarding, well, I don't even know if there's a need for a substitute motion. We can just postpone this current one, give direction to the general manager.
It's up to you.
And that's fine. We're going to postpone this motion, give direction to the general manager. Now, I will say, general manager, at the time we did have the prior discussion, there were two or three different software companies that were types of software that we could use for this. And so I do want to go back and see, though we can do all five, we can do at least the ones that I think I mentioned at the prior meetings, right. But that's what we're going to do, and that's the direction that you're getting at this time.
Right.
And so unless there is any other discussion.
Are we continuing operating on this, or are we stopping this operation?
We're postponing. It's stopped.
It's stopped.
Okay.
It's stopped. And so in order to make a determination if we proceed or not, we have given direction. We're given direction to the general manager to bring back an analysis and comparison of other programs that perform similar work.
Mr. President, I'll make a motion to move items 8 and 9 to a future agenda for a later date.
Is there a second?
Items have both been tabled twice prior. I believe at this time it has to come back as a new item rather than being tabled to a future meeting. And legal counsel, can you correct me on that if I'm incorrect?
I don't know how many times it has been tabled.
It has been tabled twice.
Okay. If you've tabled the item twice, then you would need to bring it back on an agenda item rather than continuing it yet again.
Okay, so what's the formal, what is the, procedurally, what do we have to do now?
Can't we just remove them? Or just don't vote on them?
Yeah, you can take you can take a motion just to move them off the agenda.
I'll make the motion and move them off the agenda.
So we just move them off the agenda, we have no obligation to bring them back.
No, it would be the board's just like anything.
Yeah, it'd be the board's pleasure to bring them back.
On the agenda, you can.
But we have direction, which is separate, and that's why I'm glad we didn't do the alternate motion.
I'll second.
Direction that's separate.
I'll second.
And Dr. Taylor, does that include item number 9 as well?
Yes, 8 and 9.
However, the direction still stands where we want a comparative analysis for these various software programs. Okay.
Can I just ask, can that also possibly, if it's possible, include any presentations from those other vendors as well? I think that might be good if we can kind of see the different options.
Oh, to invite them to do a presentation?
Yeah.
Yes, we can, if they're willing to.
That'd be part of the analysis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would that be better? Those are usually pretty lengthy. Do you want that in some sort of a study session?
Well, you know what?
Leave that up to the chair to decide.
Well, I think that the full presentation, I would like an analysis. The full presentation, I don't know if we need the full hours long presentation, abbreviated presentations. We can come back and I can give you further direction as far as the length. I don't think we have to determine the length of those presentations right now, but we can come back and we can include that in the direction, but brevity will be key. it will be key. Okay.
So I'll second Director Taylor's motion.
Okay.
With the direction given by President Channing to the general manager.
Yes. Okay. All right. Now, Secretary, can you repeat the motion?
The motion was put forth by Director Dr. Taylor to move items number 8 and 9 off of this agenda. Directions were given to the GM to bring back a report to the board on alternate vendors that have something comparable to the program that's being suggested in these two items, with a brief presentation on the selected, I'm assuming the selected.
Well,
do you want the top three or all of the?
I think the top three is fine
At a minimum.
Just so we can narrow that
down. We're going to go with the top three. Yeah. Might, you know, now I'm thinking about it, might be the top two. The top three. We'll make it have a compromise top three.
Is that acceptable, Dr. Taylor?
Yep.
All right.
Second by Director Greg Young. Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Dr. Greg Young?
Yes.
Dr. Clifford Young?
I think I know what I'm voting on.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. Okay. Moving on to item number 10, agreement as needed on-call technical services with Corolo Engineers, Inc. for fixed bed, FXB, and fluidized bed, FBR, biotreatment systems, and water resources support.
I move this item.
I do too. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I have several questions on this one. I'm sorry.
Tell Greg to stay later with staff.
We're gonna have some discussion, but brief discussion.
I would ask for a little leeway since I didn't have enough time to fully review this last time. So I now have had time to fully review it, and I do have some questions about how some of the things are written here. So I don't know if this would be directed to you or to the general manager, but you know, one of the things which concerns me on this is that it's for both the FBX and the FBR, correct?
That's correct.
But yet when you look in the task order, it doesn't mention either projects. And the task order is so broad, it could be literally construed to be anything. So on the staff report, it says one thing. The task order says something completely different. I have no problem bringing Corolla in to do technical services on their project, which is the FBX. I am a bit concerned about them also doing the FBR, which is not their project, which was Envirogen's project. So I'm just a little confused as to what they're actually doing. So particularly if you look page 186 in my packet at least, it has the task order number one, which again does not mention either the FBX or the FBR in it.
With that said, General Counsel, even though the agreement is for FBX, FBR, does it have to be explicitly stated in the task order in order for the contract to only extend to those projects?
It doesn't have to be specifically mentioned as such. I think Director Young's point is that without it mentioning it specifically as such, somebody could interpret it to be more than just the FBR and the FBX.
Would that be a reasonable interpretation?
I would not think so. So I would say that, you know, you are correct.
Well, all right.
Well, but
okay.
May I point out, I would direct my fellow colleagues to look on page 231 of your packet. If you look on page 231 of your packet, staff actually provided us a previous agreement, and that task order is specific and is very specific to the fixed bed biological treatment plant. So my concern is, why aren't we using something like that for this instead of writing something again that is so broad?
Are you recommending that the task order be amended to reflect the FBX XBR?
Well, I would prefer just to be the FBX because I'm still a little puzzled as to why they are being brought in to give technical advice on a project that is not theirs.
Okay. Explain?
Hold on one second, Claire. Because we do want to, I understand. However, the second, you have two questions. The first question, I believe you're attempting to make a request that the task order be limited to the scope of work. Now, if FBX, FBR, that's what's there now. However, secondarily, you have a question in regard to why wouldn't it just be FBX as opposed to FBR? Okay.
Well,
all right.
Both, yeah.
Well,
yes.
Or why would it be both? Okay. All right. So number one, it can easily be done by giving direction to the staff to go back and amend the contract according to the stating the specific scope of the work. So that's number one. Mm-hmm. However, question number two, which is why would we contract with Corolla for both SBX, FBR, being that they only have one of those facilities?
It's because the FXB is a biological system, the FBR is a biological system, and they've already helped us with the FBR. So we've already counted on them for help with the FBR. And also, mm-hmm. for questions that arise from any of our treatment systems, they have the expertise.
May I ask a follow-up question to that? Is there any reason why we are not using Envirogen on the FBR, since it was the plant they designed?
I don't have the answer to that question.
Well,
I have some clarification.
Okay, no, I'm just trying to guide the conversation along.
I'll wait for the answer.
Okay, and then after that, Dr. Young, you can speak and add clarification.
Our agreement with Envirogen has expired.
But why are we not looking to renew it with them? Is my concern because we have contractor one who designed plant A, and then we have contractor two who designed plant B, and now we're talking about having B also do A instead of the people who actually did it. So I'm just looking for clarification on that. Why aren't we going back to Envirogen?
It's the feedback that we got from the FBL operators, because
okay.
for the past few years, they feel that Envirogen has not been very supportive.
Okay. All right, well, that's good. I wish I would have known that in the staff report, because, again, I'm trying to understand why two different people are kind of mixing up projects here. I know Dr. Young has a question, but I'll just say that I would be fine moving this forward, but I would like to see that scope of work amended with the language on page 231, with it obviously being for both plants. Given the comments given to us by Joanne, but I'll let Dr. Young ask his question.
Understood. Thank you, Director Young. Now, Dr. Young.
Two questions, Joanne, trying to clarify something. You just said our contract with Envirogen is over?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't renew it.
But do they warrant certain things to our project, to the project that they created?
They didn't communicate that to us, if they do.
Let me ask the question again. I don't think you heard. If our project is over with them, do they warrant certain things to us right now? If we have a problem with their technology, can we call them to fix it?
We can call them. We might just have to pay a different price instead of the approved price.
But
they agree the price.
If we let another contractor come in and work on their project, don't that void our warranty?
Do we have a warranty?
Have a warranty because it was paid with federal money. Does that invalidate our warranty?
I don't have the answer to that question.
How long is it?
Okay, hold on. Real quick on that one. In regard to that, I am directing staff to find the answer to that question. We did not have enough opportunity to be prepared to answer that question. However, we do need that question answered. And so when we come back, make sure we have an answer to that question. And I assume legal counsel as well.
I have a substitute motion there. That we approve Corolla, who was started the FBX, right?
Yes.
For their on-site agreement, and then answer these questions about Corolla. Approve.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the company?
Corolo.
Corolo.
To work on the FBX.
Work on the project that they brought to us.
Which is the FBX.
Which is the FBX.
FXB. FXB. And so, however, in that same substitute motion, can it also contain Greg's concern regarding the statement for Greg's concern for the task order specifically stating what facility they're working on?
I think
can all that be done in it?
I think that's redundant, but okay. Because you say they're only to work on one project, then you don't need to come back and say they need to work on one project.
Well, but it's a package, being that staff had a particular concern regarding a prior consultant, and I assume staff is recommending that based on operational need, their preference would be that Corolo be the consultant for both of the FBX and FXB and FBR. There would be a concern with that particular substitute motion. So we need to get an answer in order to, because I'm not an operator, but Joanne is an operator, and there's a whole bunch of operators that work for her. I wouldn't feel comfortable voting on something like that. I understand your question. I understand your concern. However, to give them the opportunity to be able to put something forward which fits the needs of the people who will actually be working on it, I'm not sure about the substitute motion.
Can I offer maybe a different substitute motion that I think encompasses it all, maybe a little cleaner, is that we approve item 10 with the amended task order to reflect page 231, the previous one, but also instruct staff to come back to us to brief us on if there are any legality issues with them doing work that might interfere with anything residual with Envirogen. Would that satisfy you?
Okay. Is that okay? What do you understand to be the current? Is that an amendment? That's not a substitute motion. That's merely an amendment.
Well, an amendment.
Yes, an amendment.
An amended motion.
Okay.
And Director Young, your amendment is to approve item number 10 with the amendments to page 231. I'm sorry, not 231.
Well, to use the verbiage of 231 with the addition of FBR. Okay. And to instruct the staff to brief us on any legality issues regarding the Envirogen technology.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to add the addition of the FBR to the scope of service.
Yes, task order number one, scope of services.
And then have the staff brief you on any legalities that may come as a result of the...
I'd say brief the board, not...
Just brief the board, okay.
Not individually.
Oh, what we're asking is for them to bring it back. So amend the motion and then bring it back for us to approve at next meeting. That's what's going to happen. Are we approving it now?
No, I was saying let's approve it now, pending them coming back and letting us know if there's any issues.
It's approved. If we vote for it, it will be approved.
I would agree with Greg's.
Okay. All right. So we got a second?
Yeah. Can you second the motion, Director? Dr. Yes. Teller?
Yeah. Okay. Now, let's call.
I did have one real quick question, which I didn't get to with staff. It might just be a typo, but on page 190, Mr. General Manager, it lists a task order number 2, talking about schedule to be determined by staff, but there is no task order 2 in my packet, so I wasn't sure if that was a typo. Is there one or two task orders?
There should be only one task order.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
All right. Can we call for the vote?
Yep.
Mr. President, may I just clarify, make sure I understand the motion, because we've had a lot of different motions and a lot of different amendments. But my understanding is that the motion is to pass the agreement as needed on-call services with Carrillo Engineers for the fixed bed FXB only.
No.
No.
Both of them.
Both of them. You're approving both of them?
Right.
Yes. But with the amended language from the prior.
From page 231.
Yeah,
from page 231.
More specific.
And contingent on the.
But add FBR with it. Yeah. But just want that language.
Yes. And contingent on the legal issue with the impact of the warranty. On the warranty.
If Crystal can repeat all that, I think we'll be good.
Approval of item number 10 for FXB and FBR with the amended language used on page 231, contingent on legal issues regarding the warranty of, what is that, the FXB?
FBR.
FBR.
So that's it. That is my motion. Our second, that motion.
Call for the vote.
And again, call that motion was put forward by Director Greg Young, second by Director Dr. Michael Taylor. Director Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
No.
And President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. Okay, now moving on to the next item, which is item number 14, approval of payment to Tafoya and Garcia for professional services rendered in November 2019 for $6,638.50 and December 2019, $13,948.18. Motion on the floor.
I'll make the motion to move forward with it.
All right, second.
Were you seconding?
No, I'm asking for a second. I'm asking for a second.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved. Is
like you did.
No, I'm saying, is there a second? Okay, any discussion? No, being no discussion, call for the vote.
Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Dr. Greg Young?
Yes.
Dr. Clifford Young?
No.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. Okay, next up, approval of payment of Leo and Trio for professional services rendered June. Professional services rendered, the statement of all the bills is there for everyone to see.
I'll make the motion to move forward with paying the bill.
Yep. Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. I do want to note that these are the expenses that the district is paying regarding the QTAM lawsuit. With that being said, any other discussion? Nope. With that being said, let's call for the vote.
Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Dr. Greg Young?
Abstain.
Dr. Clifford Young?
Abstain.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Channing Hawking?
Yes. Next is item number 16, approval of payment to the Kaufman Law Firm for professional services rendered. Is there a motion to approve?
Make the motion to move forward with it.
Second.
All right. Call for the vote.
I do have a question for the general manager. Clarence, since Mr. Kaufman decided to attack me instead of answering my questions, I do have one question which maybe you can help me understand, because my concern is not the billing itself as much as the timing of when we got these bills. It seems very improper to me, and to me, one of my concerns is it might be an issue on our end as well, because the first invoice is dated July 11th of 2019, but yet we didn't actually get this onto an agenda until much later in the year. So my question is, did we receive this bill at any time after it was issued, or you understand what I'm saying? Because one of my concerns, and one of the reasons I had asked Mr. Kaufman to come and, you know, maybe explain it, is because my first concern is, did this come in and not get routed to the appropriate location? Because certainly that's a concern if a legal bill comes in and it doesn't get to where it needs to go. So do you have any comment on that? Because like I said, it's dated January 11th, and we didn't end it up on an agenda, I think, until November.
As I understand it, the bill was not presented before.
Okay.
We presented it to the board shortly after we received it.
Okay, and you might not know right off the top of your head, but do you remember roughly when the district did receive these two invoices?
No, I don't, but we can check, you know, we date stamp everything, so we can look that up.
Yeah, because, I mean, again, my concern is that when it's dated that far back, was it submitted? Did we get it? That's why I wanted to at least get an answer on it. Again, unfortunately, Mr. Kaufman decided to act, I think, very unprofessionally and attack me for simply wanting to have an explanation of the timing of the invoices in front of us. I'm not disputing the work he did for us, but I just want to clarify that because, again, I don't want it to be that we have an internal problem.
We did not have an internal problem.
Thank you. I appreciate you clarifying that for me, at least. Unfortunately, I wish he could have done that.
All right, okay, Mr. President.
Since there's
no argument that the work wasn't done, mm-hmm. I make the motion that we move it forward.
Okay. All right, everybody. I know we want to get this paid. Okay. All right. We're calling for the motion. Dr. Taylor made the motion.
Vice President Crowther did second the motion.
We need a second.
All right. Call for the vote.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
No.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. Okay. Listed here are our upcoming, staff reports. Don't let me skip over that. First up is board members. Maximum 5 minutes for board reports. Anybody got one?
Yeah, okay. I'll go briefly. I just want to thank everybody for coming out here. Really do appreciate everyone coming out here. Just briefly, June, I wanted to talk to you before you take off, but it's good to see you. You didn't speak to tonight. But again, just want to thank everybody for coming and for those watching at home. And I did want to also commend President Hawkins for getting us this agenda the week before the meeting. I really do appreciate that. I think that is a move in a very positive direction, not only for us as board members, but I think it's very important for the public to have enough time to review these in advance, because, you know, a lot of people work, you know, they commute, and, you know, there's been, I think, some unfortunate practices of getting board agendas out at the last possible second, and that just really doesn't give people a lot of time. So I do want to thank you for doing that for tonight's meeting. So thank you.
Well, I wish I could take, I want to say thank you, but I really want to acknowledge I'm not the one that's putting this together. The staff is putting this together. They're the ones that are doing the work. They're the ones that are heeding the call right now, you know, supporting us as the board, who are taking their time, effort, stepping up to the challenges, dealing with the obstacles, and doing the job of delivering water for our ratepayers. So I do thank you for acknowledging me. But the truth is, it's the staff. They're doing the great job getting the stuff in on time. So let's give a big round of applause for our staff. Legal counsel?
Yes, Mr. President.
Any reports?
Yes. The board voted with President Hawkins abstaining for me to retain IMW Law Firm to defend the Nyesha Davis lawsuit and the EEOC complaint by Patricia Romero.
Can I
clarify that I also abstained on that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and there was another.
Director Young also abstained on that vote with IMW.
I thought they were retained for, no, that's not it.
Right.
The other EEOC complaint.
That is the Clarence Mansell EEOC mm-hmm. complaint.
And not, I don't think it was a Romero complaint.
Please forgive me. I didn't write down which EEOC complaint it was, but I believe you are correct that it is the Clarence Mansell EEOC complaint and the Naisha Davis lawsuit. Thank you for that correction.
Okay. Anything else to report out, legal counsel?
No further report. There was no other action, reportable action taken.
Okay. Next up, general manager.
No reports.
No reports. Okay. We have the listing of upcoming meetings. Pick one or two that may stand out. These are, we do have the holiday, which is President's Day, coming up. We have Aqua. Okay. All right. There are items listed here. Nothing else of note. With that being said, we call this
meeting. President Hawkins, I just want to make one correction. Earlier you had mentioned that the board and committee meetings calendar have been posted to the website. I'm still gathering that information to be posted to our website, but I believe that should be up tomorrow.
Okay. It should be up tomorrow. Okay. Okay. All right. With that being said, this meeting is called to adjourn.
Okay, I took her.